just open our Bible. We read the third letter of John. The third letter of John. The elder to beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all respect you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prosper. For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are stranger, and they have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men, so that we may be fellow worker with the truth. I wrote something to the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to be first among of them, do not accept what we say. For this reason, if I come, I will call attention to his deeds, which he does, unjustified, accusing us with wicked words, and not satisfied with this. He himself does not receive the brethren either, and he forbids those who desire to do so and put them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does not good is of God. The one who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, we are so happy that this morning we can come to close with you. And thanks for the word that we can read and meditate. We pray that the Holy Spirit lead us to understand all the truth from this verse, and then we know how to live in the truth. Thanks, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, when PSM said, "Peace Lamet, do you want to preach on Sunday worship?" And when I say yes, start that minute, this brain, like a machine, think. And then yesterday, I start to read the Bible and to prepare. And this is one of my preparation for next month. But this morning, something happened. Kenny left his wallet, so he can come early. So I don't want we are late in our EMP, so I want to share what I have get from the Bible. Once I share this one, so I need to find another one for next month. Really, a good time yesterday when I sitting. And then I read the Bible, and then I get a lot from this verse. As you know that SP has three principles in one sentence: to know him, to be like him, and to make him known. For me, the middle is the most important. To be like him. You know him, but not to be like him, that's useless. You want to make him known, but if you are not to be like him, How can you bring people come to Jesus? They want to see Jesus from your life. So to be like him is the central of our spiritual journey. The word to be like him, I can say in another sentence. Other sentence is live in the truth. When we want to be like him, then that means we live in the truth. When we live in the truth, that means we cannot separate from the truth itself. There are three categories that we can find from this letter that's talking about live in the truth. Number one, when John sent this letter to Gaius, he said, I was very glad when brethren come and testified to your love, to your truth. That is how you are walking in the truth. Testified to your truth. That is how you are walking in the truth. Someone who live in the truth, they have the first criteria, the Bible told us, is walking in the truth. When I think about the sentence walking in the truth, what does it mean? Walking in the truth is very simple means. The meaning of walking in the truth is you have fellowship in the truth. If you say, I have fellowship in the truth, that means you have fellowship with God. Now I live at Saingpun, and then every morning when I came from EMP, I used to take a walk for 20 minutes. And then my wife is my partner for take a walk. So we are dating every day. 20 minutes, take a walk. And then sometime he hold my hand. Even sometimes I don't like people hold my hand. But because we are in one fellowship, so I let her hold my hand. And we walk together. And then we have fellowship. Of course, if no, then she will walk from Deswood Road, then I will walk from Connor Road, because no fellowship. Yeah, we can come to SP from Deswood Road and also from Connor Road. But we have fellowship. That's why we walk together. Very simple. If you want to live in the truth, then you need to walk in the truth. Walk in the truth means you have fellowship with God. Oh, thanks God, brothers and sisters. Fellowship in God we can do in anywhere. Not only in the church, but even every time in our life, God always open opportunity for us to walk, to have fellowship with him. That's number one. Number two, when John write this letter, he want to say something to Gaius. Okay, you live in the truth is good. Someone told me that you walk in the truth. But living in the truth, it doesn't mean only walk in the truth. There are other definitions that you need to aware. There are some definitions that you need to know. That's why he tried to explain to Gaius very, very soft way. I say very soft way means John didn't straight away to tell the Gaius, this is what you need to do. But he tried to explain Gaius with another explanation. That explanation I can see from verse 5 to verse 8. Let's read again. Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are stranger, and they have testified to your love before the church, you will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men, so that we may be fellow worker with the truth. In the first eight, we see that therefore we ought to support such men, so that we may be fellow workers in the truth. I read from a New King James Version yesterday, then I see the word of if. Therefore, you ought to support such men if you want to be fellow worker with the truth. So someone who live in the truth, it doesn't mean only have fellowship with God. Someone who live in the truth need join to support other brothers and sisters who are work for God. That's what I get from this phrase, this meaning. If you say that I live in the truth, but you do not do anything for the truth, or you do not support someone who live in the truth, that means you are nothing. When you have truth in your life, and then you see other brothers and sisters work so hard, you need to support them to show that your truth and their truth are same, the truth that come from the God. I'm happy when we try to see some support from Kupang Indonesian mission trip. We send letter, we send our proposal, and then some brothers and sisters, they really have heart, want to join mission trip, but unfortunately they don't have time. They have something to do, but they send support. They give donation. That's the easiest way. I said the easiest way to support someone who work for the truth. Send donation. But other sister, they don't have money. They pray. They give support. And other sister who cannot do anything, they said, what can I do? How can I help you? This is the character of the person who live in the truth. I can imagine if in your family you have 10 brothers and sisters, and then after dinner, everybody take the plate, someone take the plate and then wash it, someone clean the table, and then you just take out your mobile phone, and then you start to chatting. Have you done like this? Start to chatting. Or you work so hard, but your brothers just start to open mobile phone and then start to chatting. How do you feel about this accident? Maybe you will say, hey. Put on your mobile and start to help us. We are one family. How can you do like that? Living in the truth means join in the fellowship with God. But living in the truth also join in the work of God. This is for the second meaning that I can get from the letter of John. Number three. I see from verse 11, beloved, do not intimate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil is not sin God. So I can see, if you live in the truth, that means you know how to do the good in your life.
Someone say, I know the truth, but I didn't live in the truth. That's been nonsense, brothers and sisters. When I know the truth, that's mean I need to live in the truth. Live in the truth mean live according to the Bible. If I make a very short sentence, how should I live according to the Bible? Then I can say 10 commandments. If difficult for you to remember 10 commandments, then I can let you know great commandment. Great commandment only 2 sentences. The first sentence is to love God, and the others is to love your brothers and sisters. This is the way someone who lives in the truth lives in this world. So, we have 3 definitions. Number 1, live in the truth means walk in the truth. Number 2 means live in the truth means join in the work of truth. Number 3, live in the truth means you need to put out the truth from your life and then walk in that way. I'm happy. When I read this verse, I can see that the Bible told me. Verse 12, Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself, and we add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. The guy whose name Demetrius is the example for the Gaius. That means this is possible. If you say you live in the truth, possible for you to walk with God, possible for you to join in the work of truth, and possible for you to make the truth live in your life. The problem is how you stay together with the truth. I can give you a simple example to close this message. If I bring a cup of water and then I take a pen and then I put in the water, I can say that the pen in the water. But when I take out the pen, how long the water can stay in the pen? I think in a few minutes, the water will go down and then no more water in the pen. But if I take a cup of water and then I take sponge, remember sponge board? Yeah? And then I put the sponge in the water. And then when I take out the sponge from the water, how long the water stay in the sponge? Maybe 1 day, maybe 2 days, maybe 1 month, maybe 1 year. If you don't push the water and the water still in the sponge. This small example want to tell us, you are a pen or you are a sponge. If you are a pen, then the truth is very easy away from your life. But if you are a sponge, then the truth live together with you. Let us pray. Mon will lead us in worship this morning. How deep the truth in our life, then I can let you know how close your fellowship with God. The
The second is how big your desire to work for the truth, to support someone who works in the truth. And the third is how is your lifestyle? Do you live in the truth and make the truth out from your life so that many people can see? Brothers and sisters, these three categories start from your fellowship with God. So this morning, let us see our life, how deep we live with the truth. Are we like a pen in the water, or are we like a sponge in the water?
Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my
brothers and sisters, let us spend our time, our privilege, to bring all prayer. The first, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are in physical problem. They need our prayer. Let's pray together. We ask God to heal their sickness, but more of that, we pray for their salvation. We pray that God open their heart to see Jesus, to receive Jesus. That's a perfect health for everybody. Let's pray so that Holy Spirit come upon them and then open their heart. Then also pray for brothers and sisters. We pray that God really take out every weakness from their body. Semua kelemahan-kelemahan sakit penyakit yang ada ini, supaya di dalam nama Tuhan Yesus dilepaskan. We also pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking job for their life and their career. Let's pray for them. Today our prayer focus is to first for mission focus for Cambodia, and we also pray for part of church ministry, IP, Well, Cascade, and also pray for education ministry, Noah Ark, SPU, and SPU. They are the future of our church. Also pray for tonight. We have outreach and then house church. Let's bring all petition to God, and then by the grace of God, all the program from the church can run well. Let's pray together. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the time. that we can pray together in this place. Before we leave the sanctuary, start to do our activity. We pray that your blessing come upon us. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please remember, before we leave the sanctuary, don't let the truth stay on the chair, but we need to put the truth in our life.